I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Clap your two hands together. Say an amen.
Amen.
Say an amen.
Amen.
Celebrate the goodness of God. And help me welcome someone to church. Look at the face of someone. Tell the person you are welcome to the house of God. We're excited to see you this morning. Irrespective of the rains, you made it to church. Say congratulations to somebody. Tell the person, God bless you. You made it to church. You have shown your love to God. You have shown your love and your dedication to God by making it to church irrespective of the rain. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's resume our seats. Amen. God bless all of you for wishing me happy Father's Day, even in my absence last Sunday. May the blessings that only fathers can give, may that blessing come upon you.
Amen.
Those who wish me personally, those who wish me on the page, those who wish me in church, those who wish me in your heart, may the Lord release a fatherly blessing upon you.
Amen.
Whatever your physical fathers laid upon you that is not of God, by a supernatural authority and by higher anointing, I command it to be reversed.
Amen.
I command it to be reversed.
Amen.
And I declare that may the blessings of Yahweh come upon your life. May the blessings of God come upon your destiny.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together and magnify the Lord. You are welcome to the house of God once again. Amen.
Amen.
Now, all through this month of June, we have been looking at our subject, help from the Spirit or help from the Holy Spirit, because it's the month of the Holy Spirit. How important the Holy Spirit is, and how to even, I think last 2 weeks when I was around, we got to how to be guided by the Holy Spirit, how God can lead you, and we explained how God leads us, and I taught you about your conscience, I taught you about your inner witness. There's still small voice. I thought about several areas, dreams and visions, and several things that the Holy Spirit uses to lead you. How many of you were in church?
Beautiful.
Now, this morning, in that same Spirit, I am going to end this month by speaking to you about conditioning your spirit to hear from the Holy Spirit. When it started raining this morning, I was very, very disappointed because everybody needs to know what I'm coming to talk about. I don't know when else I will talk about it. I'm not sure I've spoken about this in this way before. How to condition your spirit to be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. How many of you want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? Because last 2 weeks I told you that one of the responsibilities of the Holy Spirit in your life is to guide you, is to lead you, is to direct you. And by His voice, He speaks to you. So if you don't know how to even position yourself to hear Him, then you are going to be in a big trouble. Your life will be at risk if you don't know how to hear your tall guy's voice. You don't know. You have entered into a zoo, or you have entered into a place where you don't know, and you have been given a tour guide, someone to help you navigate your way around, and you don't know how to hear him. When he speaks, you don't hear. You are in trouble. Now, you may end up in a lion's den. Please tell the one by you, you need to know how to hear his voice. Jesus said, I will not leave you helpless. I will send you another helper. When he comes, he will help you. He will die. So your helper, the one who will help you, he's the one you can't hear. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. Your only helper. The days of God the Father helping you is over. The days of God the Son helping you is over. And Jesus says, I am going, but there is another person that I am giving to you to help you. Now you also don't understand his language. You don't know how to talk to him. When he talks, you can't hear. You are in trouble, my brother. I pray for everyone here that your spirit will be open to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Your amen can be a better one if you understand the topic. So I am talking about how to be susceptible to the voice of the Spirit. How to make your spirit susceptible. When God is speaking, you can easily hear. You are prone to hearing his voice. I'm talking about how to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit. How to be in tune with him, so that at every point in time when he speaks to you, you can know that this is what God is saying. Is it a good thing to talk about? Hello, is it a good thing to talk about? And every child of God must know his Father's voice. Imagine you are giving. Do you know that it is not only with audible voice you talk to your children or your close pals and people? You can just be sitting at a table, you just wink with your eye, and the next person understands. But others, as I'm preaching, I can do something all of you not understand, but one person here will understand.
Now, wouldn't you say, and let us say, Nanny, a beer, no ekka, send me a yamp and you for a beer, and you are called every person, Cassa, your boy and me, and I see a beer, and I put it for my own, say, at same way, and I make my papa say, okay.
So, there is a dimension of God's voice that is not audible. There's a dimension of God speaking to his children that doesn't come by dreams and visions. There's a dimension that comes by God just giving you a sign or winking. But if you don't know how to interpret the voice of God, you say, God didn't speak to me. That's what you say. Very soon I'll let you understand that when you even sit in church, then you see somebody has written something behind the car, God can speak to you through that thing. Oh yeah. Unless God is not speaking to you, but God can use that thing and it will hit to pam, and you will know. You can hear another voice behind what you are reading. You can hear another. How many of you have ever experienced that before? Hallelujah. So staying in tune with the Spirit, conditioning yourself to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit. You know that there's a difference between listening and hearing. Do you know there's a difference between listening and hearing? Actually hearing it. As I'm speaking to you, a lot of you are listening to me, but only few are hearing me. I pray that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you will not just listen, but you will hear.
Amen.
Jesus was speaking to a multitude of people, and yet he ended his statement by saying, "Let he that has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying." It's not everybody who hears. To listen is to make an attempt to hear. To listen. What is it? Listen to me. You are trying to say that make an attempt to hear me. Pay attention. Try to hear me. But you may try to be listening and you still not hear what you must hear. Recently, I was in court somewhere, and the judge and the lawyers were speaking, and I'm very interested in the case, so I was sitting down and I was trying to listen and make sure that I hear everything that the judge is saying. So I thought I heard everything because I listened with rapt attention. But when I came out, and then myself and my team, we were discussing the conclusion of that proceeding for that day. They said something that the judge said. I said, no, I didn't hear that. All of them said, oh yeah, they just said this. I said, how come I didn't hear? So tell somebody that listening does not mean you heard. Some of you are trying to make attempts to walk with God, to hear God's voice, to know what God is saying about this relationship, what God is saying about that relationship. But the issue is that you are still not heard. You still don't know what we ask you. You still don't know. From today, you will not just listen, but you hear. You will not just make an attempt to grasp what he has for you, but you actually get it.
Amen.
And I pray that every danger ahead of you, may you escape it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because this is how children of God enter into danger, by not hearing the voice of their father. Kaya Jen, he's still going. Because he didn't hear. God was shouting. God was using several signs to stop him from entering into that partnership, from entering into that deal, from going into that thing. But she still did not hear. Were you fasting? Yes. Were you praying? Yes. So she was being attentive, but she still didn't hear. Listening is not hearing. Tap your one ear. Say, I receive an opening of my ears. Come on, pray that. Say, I receive an opening of my spiritual ears. Say, Father, from today, may this my ears be susceptible to your voice when you speak in any way, in any form. May I hear you. May I hear you. May I hear you. Touch your ears. Say, Father, unlock my ears, that when you speak, I can hear you and not enter into danger. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, straightforward, how do you position yourself? How do you tune your spirit to
to hear the voice of the Spirit. This is a gift from me to you. Take it and your life will change forever. I'm telling you. Your life will change forever. Strange things will not be happening to you and you don't know how me pa in this happened. It will never happen again. Because God is not interested in your troubles. Tell somebody, God is not interested in your troubles. Which of you being fathers will be interested in your children struggling? When you see children of God genuinely serving God and yet struggling, it is one of the reasons is that they don't know how to hear their father. There was famine 3.5 years. And everybody was dying. People were selling their children and all sort of things. And God told a man called Elijah, go and position yourself by the river. For example, if this area, go to the Lapha River and stand there. I am sending a certain man to bring you food. What if Elijah didn't hear? This is the tragedy of life. What if Elijah didn't hear that? He would have still been praying and fasting. He would have been going through hunger and would have justified it at all. There is time for hunger and there is time for plenty. You die hungry. That's not the plan of God. He would have still been saying that God's time is the best. Tap somebody and tell the person, God's time is the best. But what if you have bypassed God's time? This is what we call the tragedy of life. When you are deaf to the voice of the Spirit, you will get scriptures to justify your pain, your shame, your failure, your delay, and everything, and it will look good. Because everything is in the Bible, so it will justify. But it will clap for you. Oh, you are patient. Meanwhile, you are supposed to have achieved that thing you wanted 30 years ago. And you are still waiting for God.
Did he hear?
Thank God Elijah didn't just have ears, but he can hear. may you be able to hear from God.
Listen.
I'm praying for you. I said, may you be able to. You don't need to be a pastor. You see, that is the deception that the devil has cast upon a lot of children of God. That you think you have to be a pastor before God can talk to you. Even Nebuchadnezzar, God spoke to him.
Nebuchadnezzar.
God revealed the whole world history. Do you know history? Go and read history. The whole world history is revolving around the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Up to today, all the kingdoms, all the empires that have ruled in the world, including the Roman Empire, the United Kingdom, all the empires that have ruled from all the way Babylon through Syria, all those empires, all it was in a statue, and God didn't reveal it to a prophet. God revealed it to a pagan king. What are you talking about? May your ear open in the name of Jesus. When God decided to save the whole world, the then civilized world that was being conquered and ruled by Egypt, God didn't reveal it to a man of God. Jacob was alive, fasting and praying every day, but God didn't reveal it to Jacob. God revealed it to Pharaoh, a pagan, an unbeliever. May your ears be open in the name of Jesus. I said, may your ears be open in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I am saying that to make you understand that no matter how low you think you are, God can use you. God can talk to you. So you better position yourself for God to speak to you, because the destiny of your family is in your hands.
God spoke to them, they didn't hear. They didn't hear God. It took another helper for them to hear. I saw 7 fat cows and I saw 7 slim cows. And the 7 slim cows came to chew the 7 fat cows. What is that? They didn't hear the message. And Joseph said, this is what the Lord says. There's going to be 7 years of abundance. Those are the 7 fat cows. And afterwards, there's going to be 7 years of hunger. Those are the 7 slim cows. My Lord, 7 years of hunger will be coming, but it will be preceded by 7 years of harvest. So, how do you solve this? He got the message. See, when you have a dream, you wake up, you are confused. God speaks to you, you don't understand. You have... May your ears open to the voice of God. Because some of you, even the dream you are even describing, you are confused. You don't. And then pastor, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was flying. And when I was flying, then I appear here. Then, Then I was here, then pastor, as I was standing here, it was like I was inside the building. And then when I was there, it was like I've disappeared. I've appeared in Ivory Coast. And I feel confused. Lay hands on your head. Lay hands on your head. Say, from today, I will not miss any message sent by God in my dreams. Say, from today, I will see and understand. I will listen and I will hear. Clap your 2 hands together.
Number 1.
They didn't kind.
Are you ready for the first way? Oh, should I close? I thought you want to go home early. Number 1.
They didn't kind.
Maintain a spiritual disposition. Take a spiritual position. It will be very, very difficult for you to hear the voice of God and understand if you are not occupying a spiritual disposition or if you have not taken a spiritual position. That is why Nebuchadnezzar saw it, he didn't understand. That is why Pharaoh saw it, he didn't understand. That's the difference between Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. The difference between Pharaoh and Joseph is spiritual position. Most of times people come to me with their dreams. By the time they are telling the dream, I know they are... This is so simple, but they say they don't understand. And you don't understand this dream. Everything you need is in this dream. It's very clear. Because as you are speaking, I'm getting the interpretation. As you are talking to me, I'm getting the interpretation. Hardly will you tell me a dream that I can't interpret. Then maybe I don't like the interpretation, so I'll say I don't know. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you. From today,
may
you be spiritual. May you be spiritual. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Revelation chapter, speak in tongues 1 minute. Because maybe the Lord is speaking to some. As I'm speaking, some of you, the Lord is now telling you, had you now remember 4 years ago, this thing I told, I showed you this. You didn't. You see that it has happened to you. Some of you, the marriage you are struggling, you saw it too. You saw it when you were doing boyfriend, girlfriend, you saw it. You saw it. You couldn't interpret it.
Everybody see how to hear the voice of the Spirit. Number one. One go. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and I heard behind me. You cannot hear from him if you are not in a spiritual disposition. If you are not spiritual, it will be very difficult for you to hear a spiritual voice. Because the voice that is speaking to you, the voice of God, God is a spirit. So the voice of God is a spiritual voice.
If he said, and Nina and no Casano, I
so you cannot use physical ears to hear a spiritual voice. You can't
mean for our sweet way and say,
sometimes God will try and try and try and try and try, and the nearest you will come is that you say that I said, Obini makers, I said, Obini. Because there's a gap between divinity and humanity. Spirituality is the bridge that joins divinity and humanity. If a human takes a spiritual disposition, he's connected to a spiritual voice.
And what's that? What's that? A quite big bridge, be at the yell, persuamu, any a whom suamu, and Uti say, and yes, I whom I geno and fire when see whom one, the whom the catcher and yentimi antimony.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. He said, I will take my position. Use the basic English version or NIV or whatever or NLT. When you use the King James, you say, I will stand upon my watch and I'll see what he will say. What is the meaning of that? It means I'll take a position. I'll take a position in the spirit that will help me to hear him when he speaks to me. So, children of God, begin to take a position in the spirit. Travail is one of the positions in the spirit that when you take, you can begin to hear God. Basic English says that I will take my position and be on my watch, placing myself on my tower, looking out to see what he will say. You will miss it if you don't have the right position. May you never miss the word of God for your promotion.
Amen.
Ah, your amen is looking for Richard. May you never miss the word of God for your promotion.
Amen.
May you never miss the word of God for your deliverance.
Amen.
May you never miss the word of God for your escape.
Amen.
May you never miss the word of God for your deliverance.
Amen.
Because whatever you are praying about, there is a voice of God that will bring you out. The position of your mind, write it down. The position of your mind is very important as far as spirituality is concerned. The position of your mind. The way you handle your mind. Tell somebody by you, your mind. This your mind. The way you handle it. It's very important if you are going to be spiritual or carnal.
Now, why do you know what the chain and Cassano? So, send your Ubesia fan, why you know, I want to pursue. I know the better, sir. Who will nipper sumo and answer overcome?
What you focus your mind on, if you begin to focus your mind on the Holy Spirit, that Tale Pastor has taught me that all of us, we have the Holy Spirit. God has given us the Holy Spirit. So you walk about thinking about the Holy Spirit, expecting that he will talk to you, expecting that he will direct you. Once your mind starts thinking that way, you are taking a position of spirituality that will make you susceptible to the voice of God.
Now, Ebra, what the word to ABC say, and also for Nema Casa, some of the Madrid at two a unconcrono sua, Eba Buamano, so shas, ye pet, Ubons, Adreno, and whom no so a cabum, not Iasa Pepe Amount.
That is why in Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 9, the Bible said that for those who live according to the flesh, they set their minds on things of the flesh. Go there, let me see. Ever look at it. It's that those who live according to the flesh, they have their minds on what the flesh desires. He's telling you why you are carnal.
tell somebody about you. This is your problem.
This is
the problem that many of us have. You are trying to be spiritual, and yet you are still carnal. The reason is because of where your mind is.
Yes.
Those who are living a carnal life, it is because they have their minds set on fleshly desires.
Simple.
But those who live in accordance with the Spirit, they already have their minds set on spiritual things. So where you focus your mind will determine what your life will become. Whether you'll be spiritual, whether you will love prayer, you will be hearing from God, you will be audacious, is because of the things you have set your mind on. But if you begin to set your mind on movies, chilling, partying, watching blue films and all those things, you are fixing your mind on fleshly things. So there's no way you can be spiritual. You can't stop certain things. You can't. Because
of
your mind. So once you see that the devil is taking your mind to certain things, know that you are under attack, because very soon you start doing them. And so to take a spiritual disposition, you need to have your mind involved. That's what I want you to
understand.
So that when God speaks to you, you hear it. Otherwise, your mind is far away. How will God speak to you? Your mind is not on spiritual things. Your mind is not on God. You are not in prayer. You are not in worship. You are not thinking about God. You are not conscious of the Holy Spirit. Your mind is on filthy things, worldly things, entertaining things. You are far from the voice.
So what we know, we are seeing the year, and we are seeing the Fed Yeshua. A better day, and when you come on, and what Casa Amana, a brown mompire, one year country, who own ye be a chance of us all doing as you and Uncle Pon as soon out in the name.
And that is why carnality cannot accept spiritual things. You can't hear the voice. Carnality, you are carnal, you are fleshly. You can't hear the voice. Carnality cannot accept spiritual things. Yeah. You cannot access spiritual things with carnality. That's what I want you to understand.
Yeah, if
you are following only fleshly things, only carnal things, it will be hard for you to access spiritual things. Example, mantles. You cannot catch mantles, no matter the oil poured on you, no matter the prayer a pastor prays for you. There's no way you can catch an anointing mantle if you are carnal. That is why Elijah told Elisha that what you are asking for is very hard, because it is not with flesh and blood that you can get it. If only you see me go, because what is going to happen is spiritual thing. So if only you are spiritual for your eyes to see me going, then you can get the mantle, because you can never get a spiritual mantle if you are in a physical disposition. You must see.
Elijah, Elisha said, Sir Upe, Sir Me, dear woman, Sui, Eba was so dear, and was so timid, and who ever who said, I am a co, and that's a dear.
Because it's not physical. It's not, it's a spiritual thing. And you must first and foremost be spiritual for you to see me go. So what I'm trying to say is that you cannot hear from God if you are carnal. It will be very, very difficult. God will try and try. Maybe somebody must come and explain something to you, but you yourself cannot hear from God easily. From today, may you be spiritual. I said, may you be spiritual.
Amen.
May you take on a spiritual disposition.
Amen.
Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I hope you know that. Yes.
2
Kings chapter 2, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. And then Matthew 16, verse 17. Jesus told Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. It's my Father in heaven that revealed it to you. That means that anybody that will transact business in the spirit must first be in the spirit. It's not flesh and blood. So I said, number one is what? Be spiritual. Take a spiritual disposition. And for you to achieve that, you need your... Hello, you need your... Tune your mind on spiritual things. Otherwise, it will be difficult for you to be spiritual.
Or the whole day. The whole day you don't pray. You don't watch. You don't do it. You are just watching movie and just sleeping and just chilling and partying and watching all sort of things. You can't be spiritual. You must be in the spirit to hear from the Lord. Like John said. And you need your mind to do that. Number two. How do you condition your spirit to hear from God? Cultivate the climate of the word to connect to his voice. The climate of the word. Generate a word-based climate. Find yourself in a climate of the word. Either reading it or listening to it. This is how to hear the voice of God, by reading the Bible. By listening to preachings like you have come to church. Anytime you find yourself in the presence of the Lord listening to preaching or reading the Bible, you have connected to the voice of the Spirit. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, the Bible said, then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. 1 Samuel 3 verse 21. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. So God doesn't just come in dreams and visions. He comes by his word. God doesn't just visit people in visions and dreams. He visits people through his word. As I'm preaching to you, God is visiting some of you already. As I'm preaching to you, God is speaking to some of you already. Don't you realize that any time a pastor is preaching, you'll be hearing a certain voice talking to you? So the voice of the Holy Spirit is easily heard behind the word of God, either spoken or written. When you are reading the Bible and then you come across maybe Malachi 3 verse 10 and you are reading, bring all the tithes to my storehouse, do this and see if I'll not open the windows of heaven. You are reading the word though, but you see that another voice will be talking to you. Do you now see why things are the way they are? This is what I've been telling you. I want you to take a position. But it's not written inside, though, but you'll be hearing. It's as if the voice is tutoring you, teaching you, explaining to you. How many of you have been hearing such voice when you are reading the Bible? Or when you hear a message, you are listening to a message in your house, or you come to church and you are listening to a preaching, you see that as you are sitting down, another voice is talking to you. Another voice is talking to you. Or you see an inscription by somebody's shop and then a voice speaks to you. Or you see an inscription behind someone's vehicle, then immediately the voice speaks to you behind. From today, may you saturate yourself with the word of God. May you never miss your daily Bible readings. Because when you open the Bible, you have opened the mouth of God. Tell somebody, when you open the Bible, you have opened the mouth of God. Come on, tell him, when you open the Bible, you have opened the mouth of God. And when you connect yourself to preachings, you've connected yourself to the voice of God. The Lord will speak to you. Open his mouth. Number three, create the climate of worship and praise to connect to his voice. Create the climate. If you want to hear from God and really understand, create the climate of worship and praise wherever you are.
You are
in your car, you are driving long journey, and boom boom bang bang, boom boom bang bang, and you are bouncing the car, you are bouncing, and maybe 30 minutes ahead of you there is some ditch far away, an accident that has been planned for you, and you are in the car and you are boiling and you are bouncing and the car is vibrating when God even speaks you here, when God is whispering to you that listen, move left, move left, move left, don't be in that lane, move left. You'll be doing kakalika. You're not here. Wherever you find yourself, in your car, in your house, as you are walking by the roadside, make sure that you surround yourself with spirit-filled songs so that the voice of the spirit is a position you are taking so you can hear from God.
Maybe,
how many of you have sat in my car before? You have ever sat in my car? It is very difficult for you to sit in my car and listen to Sefa Kai, Kwame Sefa Kai, or listen to radio presenters, Ekwia Mama Zimbi, or what the other one, Ekwia Weje, something. It will be very difficult. That you
radio programs now, Debbie.
That they are talking their mind.
Early
morning, NDC, MPP. Not because I'm a pastor. Because I'm learning to hear the voice of the Lord. You should be on guard. You should be on guard. You should be ready. My father can talk to me at any time. So I have to be on guard. I stand upon my watch. I take my position. Whether I'm in my car, I'm in my house, wherever. It's either it is preaching or it is music. Preaching or music. And the music too, it is not some kind of music. Recently, I heard some music in my room from one tablet in my room. It's a gospel song, but some local gospel song, be that blah, 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 blah. I said, where is this song coming from? Because you can't hear such a song in my room. So, and I located that tablet and I quenched it. It's a gospel song, but it's not spiritual. It's not spiritual. You must be connected to songs, songs that invite the Holy Spirit. Songs that opens the heavens for the Spirit of God to talk to you. From today, may you take that spiritual disposition. May you create that spiritual atmosphere. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
So go back and start changing. I'm teaching you how to hear God's voice. Otherwise, don't blame God when anything happens to you, because God never sat down, crossed his leg, and watched you to enter into fire. He tried talking to you, but he didn't hear. He tried talking to you, but he didn't hear. He tried. He used several ways, but you didn't hear. But from today, you will hear his voice. You will create the atmosphere to hear his voice. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 30. Isaiah 30, verse 29 to 30. Are you learning? Yeah, I'm closing with you. But I'll continue later. Now, everybody, see how God speaks. Go to the New King James for me. Now, everybody, please rise to your feet. Afterwards, I'm going to pray one prayer with you. Those days of falling into troubles and danger unawares are over in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Haven't you ever left your house or left your shop? You didn't close well. You didn't lock well. And you were going, and it's as if something, you heard a voice. Say, sandwich, you went there, say, man, lucky. So, what if you didn't hear? Ube ba the following day, around sake with nyomo say, radin to share me. And abonize at me, say, I'm in sumu in radin. In pain, be brain, yanko pong. Only a kasas, yeah, too busy to hear him. I don't think that's our topic when they won't hear me. Everybody read and see. One go. I'm reading with you. One go. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy festival is kept. You shall have a what? Tell somebody, Charlie, you need to have a song. You need to have a song. You need to have a song, child of God. You need to have a song God can speak to you. You need to have a song that God can talk to you through. Look for a gentleman and shake the gentleman and say, Charlie, pam, 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 a facho, a facho. Papa and Edosu. When we come to your phone right now, if like Demi and give your phone to somebody to check. Somebody take the phone of someone by you and go to the music list. But Isaiah said, if you are going to hear from God, you must have a song. Music is one of the channels for your ears to open. Music. That is why you can listen to cool music and you feel like having sex. Oh, yes. There's a certain man. I grew up in a certain house. Anytime I hear that song, I know that day he has a match. Adakuma. Hey, when I hear that song that morning, she said, Dakuma, I'm telling you. There are certain songs when you are singing, you feel like somebody should touch you. The sisters, is it not true? There are certain that say, oh, shh, I want to touch you. I want to feel you. Hey! Oh, Jomo better me. Why do you need hope? But Ube Wani say, why shall I see Jim Bridget home? Because I'm not sure what's the order. Who am I out here? Then, blues. And people base. So where you are? 2 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock driveway. And this is a message from Sister Bridget to his lover boy in East Lagos room 3. And he says that I'm missing you so much. Then you are checking your phone. All of a sudden you miss your ex. All of a sudden, you miss that guy that used to. You see, then another voice will be talking to you. Don't you see that of late you are too lonely? I'm flying without wings. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to love you. Say you must have a song. You must have a song. You must choose a song. Don't let them choose it for you. Choose a song that will make God hear you. That will make you hear God. Why must you have a song? I'm closing. That's why I said you stand. You should have a song as in the night. You see why in the night the songs you listen to is important. Why didn't he say in the day? In the night. In the night. Because that is where your spirit is open. Some of you, the song you are even listening to will make you have bad dreams.
Oh,
yeah. But the time you realize that the things you are hearing in the song is like Adani dream. I'm out. But it's a movie. You will die soon. To make you start missing somebody, to make you start wanting to do something. Meanwhile, in the day, you were strong, but you must have a song in the night. And when the holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goes with a flute to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and what will happen? What will happen when you have a song? What will happen when you have the right kind of music? What will happen when you are playing the right kind of music? In your car, in your house, in your phone. What will happen? Verse 30 will happen. And the Lord will cause his glorious voice. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard from today. May you hear the voice of God. I said, may you hear the voice of God.
Amen.
May you escape danger by hearing the voice of God. May you not miss your marital opportunity by hearing the voice of God. May you not miss your academic opportunity by hearing the voice of God. May you not endanger your family by hearing the glorious voice.
Amen.
Clap your two hands. I will hear the glorious voice of God. Lift up your two hands. Shakapara katakabara
kata.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.